Celebrating Founding Fathers Day every day.
The spirit of 1776.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Man, man, we're at war!
For the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence and the 37 who signed the Constitution.
And here's to you, Mr. Jefferson. We all miss you more than you will know.
Even on the UVA grounds.
God bless you, please, Mr. Madison. Heaven help these fools that legislate. Rights away. Our rights away.
You know, not only is Charlottesville important to, you know, stopping all this and the authoritarians, but Virginia in general, when you think you add George Mason and James Monroe and Patrick Henry to the mix, you know, their pressure bringing us the Bill of Rights, which, I mean, still to this day is the shield that's defending us in so many ways. And George Mason specifically, at his insistence, amending Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution to include provisions should we not expect Congress to fix itself, human nature being what it is. And joining us now from the Convention of States project, he is Mark Meckler. Mark, it's an honor again to have you back in here. I'm trying my best to do more and more every day to help out with the movement here. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, and you're doing tons, Joe. Best in the nation, in my opinion.
Well, considering the list of, you know, broadcasters include Mark Levin, Charlie Kirk, and Sean Hannity, that's a pretty heady list, and thank you for that compliment.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and I've made this point on the air, you know, as Jefferson used Magna Carta to frame the Declaration of Independence and try to use the rule of law to free the colonies from British tyranny, you know, Madison, whether it's George Mason or not, you know, but in the Article 5, there it is. It's our constitutional answer to all this federal overreach.
Yeah, it really is. Look, the founders knew, they understood, those who framed the Constitution, that ultimately human nature showed us that there would be tyranny, that a centralized government would always grow too big despite their best intent to rein it in with the Constitution, and they needed to give us a way to get out of that, us being the people in the states acting through our state legislatures. And so, yep, Colonel Mason right there from in Virginia, thank God, providentially stood up at convention on September 15th, 1787 and told the delegates, we need a way to do this. He introduced the second clause of Article 5, and Lord knows we need it right now.
It is, you know, where you are and what we're doing here. And I know that there's a lot of folks, especially those who believe, you know, and I understand, you know, the U.S. government has become like a life form. It's in self-defense mode. So there's so much being said and so much misinformation. I just saw an Associated Press wire. So the attack dogs are out for the Convention of States folks now. They're accusing us, funny enough, you know, these are the same folks that use George Soros's Open Society monies to, you know, flip prosecutors' races in Albemarle County. There's like, oh, who's giving these people money? They're trying to get people elected Congress and everything, and House of Delegates. But I guess, you know, if the arrows start flying, well, a friend of mine said, you know, you're over the target if you're taking flak, right, Mark?
Yeah, and we are. We're taking flak from the right people. In other words, literally everybody on the left. A couple of weeks ago, it started to break out, and in the way they usually do it, in coordinated fashion. There was a hit piece from Business Insider, which is a leftist magazine. The AP has picked it up because they're very unhappy that we're engaging in elections at the state level, you know, doing what people should do and electing people who believe in what they believe in. In our case, that's a constitutionally limited government. So the left is out against us. And it's funny, Joe, because there are a few folks on the right who are against us, and they issue the exact same talking points as the left. You know, I hate to say it, but you've got a senator there, Senator Amanda Chase, who's probably the only big opponent in the Senate there. And she's been, frankly, really dishonest with us about her position. And she uses the same talking points as Planned Parenthood, La Raza, and MoveOn.org.
That's a shame, you know, and so many things. But I guess that's the, you know, the human nature is, you know, you can agree on so many things and then disagree on others. This is why we weren't supposed to have a centralized authoritarian state, whether it be in Richmond or Washington. Right, Mark?
Yeah, look, this is healthy, in my opinion. A lot of people are lamenting how divided the country is right now. I'm not lamenting it. And the reason is, it's always been this way. It's just broken out into the open in a really bold way recently. Like the founders, the framers of the Constitution, most of them didn't really like each other. The states had varying interests. The regions of the country had varying interests. And the thing that actually made it work was out of that dislike and distrust for each other, they invented federalism. And federalism is a system specifically designed for people who don't like and don't trust each other. Let New York do mostly what it wants to do. Let Texas do what it wants to do. Let Virginia do what it wants to do. And in that way, we can live together and work together on a limited amount of stuff, which is what the federal government was supposed to do.
I've coined a phrase, just because we have different opinions doesn't mean I have to have dominion, because that's what it seems like. You know, I have to give in to your opinion just because you have a different opinion than I do. It's supposed to be you take care of your business, I take care of mine, and as long as mine doesn't impede your rights, we should be good to go about it. And maybe that's, the bigger problem in this is that we've grown accustomed to it. As Jefferson warned in the preamble of the Declaration, we're recalcitrant to throw off something or even amend something that we've grown accustomed to, especially when money is involved, Mark, don't you think?
Yeah, I do agree with that. So there's, there is a special interest for every dollar that comes out of Washington, D.C., and there's a visual I like to use, Joe. I know we're on radio, but your imagination can run wild with this. We are the Liberty Bell, the United States of America, and it's a beautiful cast bell, and we all know that symbol, but there's also a big crack in it, and we still consider that bell beautiful despite that crack, and the crack doesn't make it fragile, but it exists, and we've always had that crack in the United States of America, and since really the beginning of the country, we started to lay a veneer over that crack and pretend that we're all the same, that every region is the same, that every state is the same, that essentially every person is the same. The reality is that cracks always run through American society, and it's healthy. It relieves pressure, and that pressure is relieved through the system of federalism. And we've really damaged our system of federalism by doing everything centralized in Washington, D.C. I believe that's really one of the root causes of the problem that's creating all the tension is the centralization of power.
And Mark Meckler is on with us, conventionofstates.org. Mark, can I hang on to you a moment? I've got a hard break here coming up, but there's so much more I want to talk to you about. And we are not the ones. We are all in. I mean, if I could vote right now for it, I would. But we'll get back with Mark Meckler in a moment on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
AM, FM, streaming, and now a smartphone app. The technology changes, but at your service since 1933. WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the Morning. So this is why you use the Constitution to fix the Constitution. To quote Jefferson here, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. More or less eloquently, I have said for a very long time, I blanch at the term conservative. I like to think of myself more as a restorative. And, since the government is now acting like the Constitution is created by it, not the other way around, we need to use the Article 5 process to put these folks back in their box. And Mark Meckler is on with us from the Convention of States Project, conventionofstates.org. Mark, just before you came on, we were talking with Attorney General Jason Meares, and he told me an amazing story. He's joined a 13-state lawsuit, attorneys general from 13 states, against the Department of Agriculture. And this is the stuff that really drives me crazy. So the Department of Agriculture is apparently where the school lunch programs get their money from. And they've said you get no money unless you allow boys to participate in girls' sports and allow boys to use girls' bathrooms, as if they've completely missed the whole incident in Loudoun County from just a year and a half ago, Mark. This is the stuff that makes me want to, grab everyone who doesn't support the Convention of States and say, what is wrong? What else do you need to hear, Mark? It's crazy making.
Yeah, and I actually don't think they missed the incident in Loudoun County. I think they don't care about children. I think the reality is, this is a cult around this bizarre transgender stuff. and I'm going to say something that I know is politically incorrect and totally unpopular. There's actually no such thing as a transgender person. That doesn't exist. You cannot change your gender. You can have a fantasy that you're another gender. You can have a mental illness, which is dysphoria, gender dysphoria, that where you really believe you have another gender, but there's no such thing as transgender. And as a society, we need to reject this wholesale. It goes way beyond our schools. It goes way beyond assaults. We have, quote-unquote, reputable hospitals butchering children, giving them life-altering drugs, chemical castration, cutting off healthy tissue of children. I mean, this is where our society's at. We're going to look back on this. I'm hoping we grow past this as a nation, and we're going to look back on these as barbarous times.
Well, when even somebody like Bill Maher, who goes out and says, if my parents had indulged what I wanted to be when I was in third grade, they would have taken my eye out and sawed off my leg and had a peg leg because I wanted to be a pirate. I mean, we've got to, adults have to be leading. And I guess that's the problem, is we're so busy pandering. Nobody is understanding that and I don't know if it's because we all want attention for ourselves or not. But I get it. I'm in that industry. But we just have to be honest with each other and try to be happy within. And maybe that's part of what we're seeing, this nationwide issue with mental health problems. I just saw a thing that said 20% of all adult Americans have some mental health issue going on. And that's that's stunning, but that I think goes into what we're talking about. We're expecting somebody else to fix our problems for us, and that's where we're getting violent, we're getting depressed, we're getting angry at each other, we're getting dismissive of each other, and we have to fix that. And I think by reforming the nanny state and restricting it and putting it back in its kennel, I think we can go a long way towards it. Or am I overstating, the purpose of the Convention of States?
No, I think you're right. What we're trying to do is restore self-governance. And I'm going to go one step deeper and say something else I know is politically incorrect, because I seem to be on a roll here, which is really partly what we're suffering from, Joe, as a society, is turning away from God. And the bottom line is that we are made in the image of God. We have what has been described by people much wiser than me as a God-shaped hole in our hearts. And when we try to fill that with ourselves, with hedonism, with humanism, with the belief that we can just be anything that we want to be, that men can be women and women can be men and both can be whatever they want to be, then we're going to be a very sick society. And so I think in a lot of these cases where we claim, well, people claim that they have mental illness, really what it is, it's a lack of faith, that they are missing that thing in their life that gives it meaning, and so they seek meaning elsewhere.
Well, far be it for me, but you can achieve whatever you want to achieve if you have gifts, so you take your gifts and talents and apply them to everything. I'm all for that, but you are who you are, and it's sad to me. But that's just one of those instances where we're watching federal money that's printed on the full faith and credit of Parker Brothers. It's like the Monopoly factory has moved to the Fed. And they're using this money as a cudgel to do social engineering in our elementary schools, where a kid is going to say, ooh, those kids get special treatment, I better join those kids. And I've raised three kids. I understand what happens when one child starts to be apparently getting special treatment. All the other kids want to do what they're doing.
And this sounds funny. I remember way back when I was in grammar school, and, I was kind of the dorky teacher's pet, not a popular kid. And I remember the kids that were causing trouble getting tons of attention. I actually remember saying to my parents, do I have to cause trouble so that the teacher will notice me? Right? And yeah. So it's just natural. This is human nature. When you give extra attention to kids that are acting out, that are causing the trouble, then it incents the trouble. That's just a normal piece of human nature.
Well, I'm good. Where do we stand right now? Obviously, they're printing these stories in Denver newspapers, so Colorado's got to be in play for the Convention of States. Virginia, and I warn anyone who's going to run for the General Assembly in 2023, you will be asked by me where you stand on the Convention of States, and it will reflect. But where are we right now, Mark?
So it takes 34 states to call the convention. So far, 19 states have done it. And one of the things I have to say, reflecting on what you're talking about the Virginia General Assembly, is we've been playing in elections all over the country. We just won 5 out of 7 in Ohio, I believe same number in Wyoming. People are losing their offices because they're not supporting convention of states. It's a minority of people, but we're going to be out there. We're going to be playing hard. We're going to remove those people. We're going to support the folks to the extent of the law that we can who are supportive of convention of states.
Well, I know he's busy right now, but there's this guy down in Palm Beach. Boy, if we could get him on our side, you know, you're talking about a force multiplier. Mark Meckler.
Well, I'll tell you, he tweeted one of our polls this morning. We do a lot of polling with Trafalgar. We did a bunch on the FBI, and the 45th president of the United States posted it on Truth Social last night.
Oh, well, there you go. So that begins the process. Mark Meckler, thank you so much, and I'm going to continue to do everything I can to make the case here in Virginia and get General Assembly members that will send it to Governor Youngkin's desk. But I appreciate everything this morning, sir, and have a great morning.
God bless you, Joe. We appreciate you, too. Thanks.
Where the post-COVID economy begins. Support the sponsors of Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.